Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Last week I watched as thousands of parents brought their children to Chapel Hill and left them here. So much is the same every year. There are heavy trunks to carry up the long stairways on the first day. Ancient buildings and giant oaks, professors, giants of teachers whose love of scholarship and service is exceeded only by their commitment to the opening and nurturing of the minds of their students. Back again to the smiling, happy kids, or the serious kids with wrinkled brows worrying about the meaning of life or something more important like a broken date. Back to the parents. For some of these parents, it's their youngest, their last child. And what makes taking the last child to college such a milestone for parents? It's such a passage. Is it that sudden freedom from the hour-to-hour worries of child rearing? No more waiting up past midnight, waiting and worrying. No more strain of daily negotiation for the use of cars, time of meals, attendance at church, volume of music, or use of the bathroom. All of a sudden, the house is peaceful and so empty. But also, gone is the daily joy of their companionship. Gone is the excitement of their new ideas. Gone is the richness and seasoning that their growing up brought to our lives every day. Every day they are gone. Every day you have to ask yourself, does life have meaning without children to watch over? Well, the answer is not all that certain. I remember that former Davidson College president John Kirkendall used to give a short freedom and responsibility sermon each year to the new students at that college and their parents to help explain what the business of leaving home for college is all about. He explained that colleges and universities are no longer pretending to take the place of parents. They no longer impose strict parental rules that dictate how students will act. The hard, cold fact, they are on their own. At 18, they must seek and find their own moral guides. And freedom means the freedom to fail. Well, sometimes the new freshmen would smile, and sometimes the parents cringed at this message. Kirkendall would then talk about responsibility, explaining that free people have the responsibility to develop and accept rules if they are to live together in harmony and dignity. Our freedom means that to make choices makes us responsible for those choices. Freedom gives us the free choice to serve others, or the opportunity and the responsibility to search for the truth. And that quest brings us towards the gold of the real gold of a college education, which is a liberated mind, a mind that never stops searching and never stops learning. So if the children's college experience makes us parents partners with them in a search for truth, then the pain of physical separation and of giving them up to their own freedom, then maybe all that can bring us together in a way that gives all of our lives rich, new meaning. This is D.G. Martin.